Richard Hager. Maynard.
I'm very curious about these fire stations, churches, things like that, that are on the market being sold as private residential homes. Who wants to move into a fire station?
Well, a lot of people like the unique character of that. I mean, you've got people who like studying things. You have people who want to slide down the fire pole, you know, from your bedroom to your living room. You know, it's an interesting floor plan to those. A lot of people would like that. I have seen a couple of fire stations where the entire lower floor is nothing but a gigantic garage for the guy's cars. And he may have 20 cars down there. So it's a big boy toy garage, if you will. And then the house is upstairs.
There's a few of them on the market in Seattle, mm-hmm. in the greater Seattle area.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking that it would appeal to a limited faction of the buying public. And then what about banks? Do they want to make a loan on a fire station, on a church with a cathedral?
Yeah, well, the answer to both is it is a unique house. And anytime you have a unique house, whether it's a church converted, a fire station, or even a waterfront, when you get something that's unique, you also start to limit the number of buyers that you have. So while somebody may have a big thrill with owning a fire station and a car, not everybody does, not every family does. You also have heating problems, size, maintenance, all sorts of things. That's just why the city is getting, you know, disposing of these things. Then the other problem is just that, as you've mentioned, the banks are afraid of unique, different. If it's a nice house in suburbia, Ballard, they'll let you buy it for 0 to 5% down, owner-occupied. You start saying a fire station, they start to go, ooh, what happens if you don't make the mortgage payment? What happens if you have to get it back and turn around and sell it at a foreclosure auction? They know that the market is so tiny and small that they may lose money. So their solution is, instead of a 5% down, they want 20 or 50% as a down payment.
And what about insurance and just residential codes? And can one move into a fire station and say, we're good, bring it in the Davenport and the sheets and we're set up?
And we're ready to rumble?
Or do things have to be amended? Do things have to be – and you can't – you can't change the color. You can't change the design on those
for
things.
The ones,
aren't they protected?
For the ones in Seattle, you're right, because they're historic. So all of a sudden, you have a historic property. If it's those nice brick ones and the whole bit, you cannot go changing them without a lot of red tape. Now, could you move in and live there? Very possible. But I'll also tell you that the codes, the building codes, change from city to city. So what may apply in Seattle might not apply in Kirkland or Bellevue or Mercer Island. And so it does get difficult. And then I think the bigger one is the insurance. Is the insurance company insuring this big, nice brick building, or is it a house? And I would, my guess, and it is, it'd probably be higher insurance rates.
Well, I'm kind of guessing it would be a centric millionaire. Yahoo, Google,
yes.
Amazon, that would want to buy it for the novelty and be able to have cocktail parties.
I have seen that, where they buy that. They have big parties in it.
And
again, it's a smoking garage with a nice polished floors, and all your friends are over. It's
and
a
can
great
you
party.
Start private enterprise fire
services?
Remediate? Yeah, can somebody call me privately and I'll send a truck out and charge
you? You know, that's an interesting question, and you actually stumped me for the first time.
And kind of a stupid question. Hager?
Maynard.
Thank you.